Hello everyone, and welcome back to another English literature class. I want you to open your English reader to chapter 14, page 73, Boing Boing. Well, this story is about a little boy who can't speak words. He goes boing boing instead. His parents are a little worried and he has no friends. So now we're going to see how his life turns out. I am going to read the chapter and I want you to point a finger and follow me as I read. Boing Boing. When Gerald turned 2, he did not talk words. He went boing boing instead. "What's that?" cried his father, his face turning grey. "That's a very odd thing for a young boy to say." The doctor was sent for. "Come over fast," the poor father pled. "Our boy can't speak words. He goes boing boing instead." The doctor looked inside Gerald's throat. After some time, he cried, "I have no cure for this. I can't handle the case." And he packed up his pills and walked out of the place. They sent him to school, but he soon was back with a note from the teacher which said, "Your son is hopeless at getting a grade. Your boy will go honk all his life, I'm afraid." And as little Gerald grew older, he found, when a boy goes bam, no one wants him around. When a boy goes shriek, he won't have any friends. For once he says clang, 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 all the fun ends. "No, no, no," they all shouted. "Your name's not McCloy. You are Gerald McBoing Boing, the noise-making boy." Poor Gerald, not wanted at home or at school. He ran away from home. His tears made a pool. But just as he was boarding, a slow-moving freight, a voice called from the darkness called out, "Stop, boy, wait. Aren't you Gerald McBoing Boing?" The lad who makes squeals. "My boy, I have searched for you many long weeks. I can make you the most famous lad in the nation, for I own the Bong 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 radio station. I need a smart fellow to make all the sounds, who can bark like a dog and bay like the hounds. Quick, come to Bong Bong Bong, McBoing Boing. You are hired." Now his parents, proud parents, are able to boast that their Gerald's clop clop bang is known from coast to coast. Now Gerald is rich. He has friends. He is well fed 'cause he doesn't speak words. He goes boing boing instead. I would like you to read the chapter again with mommy and daddy's help. I have set some work for you and I want you to do the work in your English literature exercise book. Thank you.